For us. So if everyone would please stand to your feet.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched, we're so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
That was Emily Ryan. Deb Ryan's daughter did an absolute amazing job. All right, do we have any other applications? Okay, Mr. Burns, we're going to put this out at the sign-in table, and he'll wait till the absolute last second that he possibly can before he's got to go to make sure that they all get there on time. All right, you guys ready for the second half? Alrighty, we ran out of Blast Off DVDs again, and Mr. Russ Moosman is driving right now to my house to get into my Halloween stash to bring some back for those of you that there should be some more here before the end of the event. I just figured, you know, if four kids show up at my house, most likely all four of them are from the same family, so one of them will get it, and the other three will have to just pass on it. But everybody that I can possibly plaster with DVDs is getting them tonight, man. All right, real quick, we need to bring up the leadership for the state of Utah to do some quick recognition. Let's start with the regional manager for the northern half of the state of Utah, Mr. Ryan Burns. Up in the Layton Marketplace, Mr. Doug Youngberg. Up in Park City, Miss Deanne DeBell. In Salt Lake County, Mark and Leslie Udy. And down in Utah County, Mr. Sean Horlitza. All right. We ran into a little bit of a unique challenge with our Super Saturday being today because the corporate office was up till late last night processing applications and closing out the month. And normally on the first of the month, I call in and I order the reports for who the top producers and recruiters and everything else in rank advancements. And they're not open on Saturday. So I called in yesterday and I got a ballpark figure of where the top recruiters and producers and stuff were, but there was a horse race going on, and so someone last night could have put in a bunch of apps and passed up somebody else. And so I'm going to give who I think it is, and then at the beginning of the week we'll be able to pull the reports for October, and then we'll send out a recognition email for the top 10 producers and recruiters to make sure that the right people do get recognized. But we're going to start off with Players Club. If you are in Players Club 5 or 10, if you can find your way over to this side of the room, and they will put you in chronological order, and they will also have a nice little squirt of Purell for you. Someone want to run that over there? No, I know who this is. Well, I know who this is, their guest.
Apparently, I'm Tony's man. I guess that's a good thing. I appreciate being here. All prepaid legal's done for me. Like I always say, Tony and his wife Marcia saved my life. They saved my financial life several years ago, and didn't have a job, didn't have anything. In fact, I lost most everything I had. And when Tony returned my email saying he was interested in talking to me, it was the first response I had from any resume or any sort of job search that I was doing. So since that time, I've had the opportunity to replace my income and get back to where I was and much further. So I appreciate it. I love prepaid legal. Thanks.
And again, that's with the caveat that one of you didn't send in like 30, 40 memberships yesterday that we just didn't know about till today. But we will make sure an email goes out. As of right now, for the next 30 days, Mr. Jensen's the reigning king production-wise. Recruiting-wise, there was a horse race. There was just a whole bunch of people neck and neck, but there was one horse that had pulled away from the pack substantially. And unless somebody put in like a dozen new associates last night that we're not aware of, there's no doubt who the number one recruiters for the month of August were. It's Brett and April Cook. Give it up!
Well, you've already heard my background on prepaid legal, you know, and my wife isn't here, so I gotta hand it to my wife, April Cook, for, of course, all the support that she's given me. And this nice fun month, you know, the $72 promotion, guys, was just a blast. I mean, I don't know about you, but I had to just get the word out. That's all I did. Hey, check out this website, check out this DVD. That's how I got to be top recruiter. So guys, hand out websites, hand out DVDs, follow the simple system. I can promise you, you're going to be up here next week or next month.
All righty. Now it's time for some extremely special recognition. That this recognition has only been done once in the state of Utah in the 10 years that I've been here. And so this won't be golf course clapping. This won't be tea party clapping. This will be as if this was your kid that got this award. It is okay to freak out if you want to. But we have one of the newest six-figure ring earners in the state, in the nation, Mr. Ryan Burns!
Thanks so much. I was actually just talking to one of the new associates just in the back of the room, and one of the things he was thanking just the state leadership is that it doesn't really matter who the upline is, and he's noticed it here in Utah that just everybody's so willing to help. Obviously, Dave Hall was instrumental in me having success, but I remember early on, this guy had 10,000 people on his team. He helped me out by saying, hey, you need to get to your training. And he said, hey, 580. and he got us plugged into the system. When I asked him to go do a PBR for me, and he was there for me, I mean, we had, you know, tremendous support. And I started to realize some of the people who were doing the lunches for me or who were doing the events for me and people who were taking my phone calls, my three-way calls, they had nothing to do with my upline. And I've just been so impressed with the leadership here. And I can tell you guys, you're in a really good market. It doesn't matter whose team you're on. I'm so happy that they all, you know, we've got a good number of the Hughes brothers here because, you know, Tony is a huge tribute to the success we've had. I know people on my team, Tony would send me text messages, you know, I think your team three-way calls me more than my team does. You know, but just I'm just so impressed with how people are so giving of their time. And I think you find that throughout the culture of Prepaid Legal, and anybody can get up here and be a six-figure ring earner. 2 years in the business, we got that thing. We've been chasing it for about 7 months. I've been within $3,000 about three times in the last 7 months. It's been driving me crazy, but we finally got that thing, and thanks so much to all you.
Hold on, Ryan. Come back here. Come back. No. We've had this ring now 8 years, and it's kind of scratched up and worn out, and corporate is now making you your ring, and I know this probably is only going to fit on your little finger, but it's so cool that now that you've earned it, until corporate sends you yours, you're going to get to wear mine.
Okay. I know somebody who's actually not going to step up and recognize himself because he's doing the recognition tonight. There's pin levels when you hit executive director. I mean, when you hit a director, there's actually a pin level called director 25, and I think it's significant to know that a director's not just hit director and stop. He's hit director 25. It's a big deal. Then they go director 50. Maybe they make the whole jump and they hit executive director. That's 75 counters. Then you hit 100, you get a pin. It's called director 100. I remember how excited I was when I got my director 200 pin. And we've got a gentleman in the state that just got Executive Director 1000 pin, so I think we should hear a little something about that, and that's Mr. Dave Hall.
Well, I've talked enough. ED1000 is a nice... a nice milestone to hit. There's only one more, ED2000. And then after that, they just don't care how many apps your team's putting on the books anymore. But, you know, just to know that from a lady that came in to buy a pair of shoes, that from one person saying yes to that opportunity, that today over 1,000 memberships a month, and I mean, 2 months ago we did 2,000 memberships. We're not too far from 82,000 right now. But to think that that's just a normal month of growth on our team, and we're adding 600 plus new associates every single month. As that's growing, that ED2000 will come and go like it was standing still. And someday we'll be up to those numbers that, you know, Mr. Jeff Hughes talks about where, you know, there's 5 to 10,000 sales a month, and whether he gets out of bed or not, it doesn't matter what he does. But he said yes to an intelligent opportunity, and then he stuck in the game and stayed the course. And I never would have believed that this lifestyle was possible. I never would have believed that this income potential was there. But I'm telling you, it just comes down to stay in the course. You look at the people up at the front rows, most of them are seasoned veterans. They've just stayed the course a little bit longer than you. They're consistent. They never miss events. They're just one of those steady mules. They might not be the top performers every single month. Sometimes they are. One of these days, someone's going to knock you off, Mr. Cook. But, you know, they're consistent. They're consistent month in and month out. And we're all fishing in the same pond. It's called the general population. Eventually, you can't help but find a few of those key people that just blow your business up and totally, totally change your life. So, again, this is not a personal award that I receive. It's on the backs of my teams. I definitely stand on their shoulders. I could never live the lifestyle we live on my efforts in this business. I play and hunt way too much. So, with that said, I've got a couple quick announcements, and then we're going to do another real big thing. Group school coming up. If you didn't get a flyer for group school, please get one. Absolute amazing, amazing group trainer that we have here in the state of Utah. We're very fortunate to have Miss Deanne Foster. Just absolutely amazing lady, knows 110% of the facts. Statistics show that you recruit like 15 times more or 18 times more people and sell, you know, 20 times more memberships. It's ridiculous, the numbers, the gap that separates those who have attended it versus those who haven't. Even if you never intend to open a group in your life, you should know what the group arena is about, and you should know the product thoroughly, and that's a very, very important class. I highly recommend everybody make sure that they attend it. And then on November 14th, we're going to have the advanced product training, where it's just going to be 4 hours of in-depth product knowledge. We'll also have a member of the law firm here for a Q&A, where you can meet with the attorneys, talk with them, and get to know them a little bit better. One of those classes, again, that when you feel 10 feet tall and bulletproof, this business gets really, really easy. But if you're a little bit hesitant, it's probably because you need a little bit more product knowledge. And that training is definitely where you want to go to get that product knowledge. And then I'd like to turn the next few minutes over. Where's Mr. Wilkinson? Mr. Wilkinson, George Wilkinson. Is he out there filling out apps? Tell him to get in here and tell him real quick about the small business class coming up. Sorry, I should have prepped him that I was going to cue him on that. So when he comes in here, y'all give him a round of applause. Mr. George Wilkinson!
I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me.
Sorry about that. I was out in the hall doing a little paperwork. We have a really great training. How many people have saw on their Blastoff website that it says $75 on it for memberships? That's your small business plan, and it's a phenomenal service. And what I want you to understand is on November 21st, you should have a flyer on your chair or around you somewhere. You want to make sure you attend that training. And the reason is it's twofold. It gives you something to do daytime. It also gives you an opportunity to not only generate about four times the revenue of a regular membership, but it also will give you an opportunity to be able to build a sales force. Most of the people on my team are insurance agents, business owners, everyone else, and what happened is they recruited themselves. So when you're certified to sell that plan, you don't want to miss out. We also have, did you talk about the commercial driver?
No.
How many people in here wanted a CDL training? Okay, there is one. We'll be here in Utah November 14th from 3 to 8. It's on the website and get registered. Susan Alley will be here to do that right after the advanced product training. So I know it's going to be a full day, but it was the only day we could squeeze it in. It'll be at 6589 South. It'll be the same office there at Mr. Daniel Rona's office. So I would encourage you to make sure you get pre-registered for all those events, all those trainings, because that's what's really going to take your business to the next level. Appreciate your time.
All right, one last thing, and then we're going to have Mr. Hughes come up. For the last 8 or 9 months, we've been offering a chance when you buy your Super Saturday tickets, you're going to get your name in the drawing for a cruise. We're going to sweeten the pot today. It's going to get a whole lot better. So we've got literally hundreds and hundreds of tickets in here with your names on it if you've been attending Super Saturdays. The more Super Saturdays you've been attending, the higher the odds are that you are going to win that. Now, the other thing about that is if you bought 5 tickets and then you sold or gave 4 of them to people on your team, you got your name on all 5 tickets, even though you got your team here and stuff. So we're going to do a couple things. A, we're going to draw a ticket for the cruise winner. Now, some people don't have passports. They don't like cruises. They don't want to go. So instead of making you go on a cruise, we're going to give you the cash. You can do whatever. You can do it with Christmas. You can do, give it to me. You can do whatever you want with it. But then there's even going to, you can take, you ever watch Price is Right where they spin the wheel? If they get a dollar, they get a spin again for what? $1,000 if they get on a dollar again. Now the odds aren't in your favor to do that. But if you spin it again and you get a dollar, what do you get? $10,000. So, we're going to give one person a chance also There's $100 bills. $10,000. Okay. Now, here's the caveat. You win the $1,000 for the cruise. You're just going to take the cash. You want to walk away? Take it. If you go, you know what? I've been attending a lot of events. My name's in there a lot of times. I'm going to put the money back and go for the $10,000. Then you go for the $10,000. If you want to walk away, you just take the $1,000 and you walk away. So it's my chance of getting my $1,000 back. The odds are in my favor. But at any time, if you want to just take the $1,000, you can take the $1,000. Dan Hunt. You have to be present to win. Where's Dan? Is he not here? Who has Dan's phone number? Call Dan. I'm going to give him 30 seconds to be here. Present. Should we reward people that skip Super Saturdays?
No.
We're dropping. Dan Hunt, you are the winner of 10. Tell, cue me when it is. Just say, Dan, hurry, get down there. You're missing the drawing. They just drew your name. Then I'll cue them. Yeah, on his voicemail. You don't want to be Dan Hunt, do you? $20 seconds left, Mr. Hunt. $10,000 up here on the table and the cruise. $10,000, Mr. Hunt, if you're in the building. Let's count down. It's at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and... All right, the money goes back on the table. All right, here we go. We're going to have to draw another name. Mark and Leslie Udy. You can count out 10 of them. Now you can count out 10 of them. 10 $100 bills. Okay, you can hold it for a little bit. Karma happens. All right. Now, you have to draw. Now, well, that just depends. Do you want to... You got a guaranteed. You know what? That's not even fair. You guys already won the cruise.
Yeah,
but see, if we take the money, it pays for all the other stuff we want to do.
All the execs on our team get a free cruise anyway. That's not even fair. We should have eliminated everyone that.
Whoa! We're here every week.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair if they win twice as much. I mean, they are here. They got some pretty good. Now, I'm going to draw a ticket.
Whoa.
How many hundreds is in here?
I don't know. I just grabbed it out of my safe.
Wait.
I'm just kidding.
So, wait, if you draw our name, we get this. If we don't, we just get the 1,000.
No. If I draw your name, you walk home with that and the cruise.
Okay.
If I don't draw your name, all that money goes home with me. You still got your cruise that you won from going executive director and staying exec. But this would give you, if you want to walk away right now with 10 of those, that's money to spend on the cruise, airfare down there, souvenirs for me, whatever you want. So if you walk away right now, you're walking away with this. If you want to take the chance at going for that, go for that. But
do it.
You're guaranteed already. You can't lose because you already got the cruise. You know what? If you're anything like me, don't y'all just hate them right now? I go to the conventions and someone else wins that Mercedes Benz, and I just hate them. I'm just like, man, you got all these tickets and you won. There's probably 2,000 tickets in here. So, what should they do, guys? She wants to know how many times her name's in here. You guys are here. That's guaranteed.
That's not.
You gonna keep it? Okay, he's walking away with the money. Okay, they want to see if they would have won, right? Okay. Claudia Anderson. He made the right decision and he walked away. We might save that next month for doing some other drawings. So Ryan and Claudia and Ludies, you're back in there. Now you might want to tell Ryan and Claudia that they should be here next month if we decide to do a drawing. And everyone that buys their tickets today for next month's event, we'll start a new bag for next year's grand prize giveaway. And I don't know if my wife's going to let me do this stupid stuff again. I mean, you look pretty stupid when you go to the bank and ask for $10,000 in unmarked bills. All right. I'm going to get out of what? Yeah. No, I spoke clearly. I don't have a weapon. Just give me all the money. All right. We're going to get into the good stuff, the stuff you really came here for today. And that's here from a millionaire on how to do this business. Let's give it all up for Mr. Jeff Hughes.
Are you guys okay with me on the ground? Because I'm a little unsteady, and I'll tell you why here in a little bit. So some of y'all know the story. But first off, thank you. First off, thank you. I want to give some shout-outs to the state leadership of Utah and the associate base here. You know, when I'm bragging on you guys, I'm not kidding. You really are a cool group of people. And thanks to Mr. Hall and his leadership team for their incredible hospitality. I got home, staying with the Ramelsburg. It's incredible. It's the best hotel in Utah. I can just tell you, they treat you right. I had breakfast in bed this morning, and just amazing. So thank you for your hospitality. And they took me to an incredible restaurant. What was that called? Market Street. That's swank. That's nice. And walked across the bridge and stopped, and then Jason walked across the bridge. I'm a little unsteady anyway. I'm like, he said, you might want to hold on. I said, you might be right. So I'm like, that was great. They've just been wonderful. And then I guess Ryan Burns put together a really nice gift basket for me and everything. It's like a dream, like Jeff Hughes' junk food dream basket. Everything that I like. I think he surveyed my wife. Anyway, it's just been a great experience, and it's nice to be back. It's been a long time since I've been to Utah. This is the first trip that I've made for Prepaid Legal since my accident. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what we've been through. I'm going to go back. I want to go back to the beginning and tell you some of the stuff that we went through. Because I think that Cindy and mine's story and a lot of the associates that joined our team in the early days and really still going on today are the typical story that Prepaid Legal promotes at conventions and in their testimonials and things, is that an average person with no background working part-time can create a six-figure income from home. I mean, that's a story that we hear. Now, oftentimes, and not to take anything away from other people's stories, because their story is great and they earned everything. I think if you achieve true success in life, you've paid for that success. But you hear some of these leaders that go up and they say, I got into Prepaid Legal, and my first week I made 400 phone calls. I made executive director my first month. That was a platinum in 45 days. I got my ring in 4 months. They just start laying all this stuff out. And you're like, oh my gosh, I've been in prepaid for 3 years and I haven't had anything. I don't feel like I'm making any success at all. And the thing that we don't realize is that those people with those incredible stories, their stories started long time before they got into Prepaid Legal. They started paying the price for that success. When somebody said they're making 400 phone calls a day, you think, well, where do they get 400 people to call? Well, they had a downline of another company. So they're calling their team and saying, hey, we're all going to prepaid, or prepaid bought our company. I'm going, let's go with, right? And so they've got a downline to call. So when they come in, they make a lot of money their first month because everybody came over with them. And so you start to realize, oh, there's a story behind the story. And not that it's a bad story or that it's not true or that you shouldn't take, you should feel bad that that story wasn't applicable to you. The reality is that person paid the price for that success early, and then they got their reward in Prepaid Legal. So for us who don't have downlines or big databases that we can go and call, we're kind of left with what we can do. And do y'all know that why we use DVDs and magazines and websites and work the warm market? You know why we do that? Why Prepaid Legal has to do this? What do you think? And then we can talk. I mean, it's fine. I want to keep this informal today. But you know why Prepaid Legal has us as our business model? As opposed to like running an ad in a newspaper, right? We could come in and everybody say, okay, here's the deal. You need to run a $500 ad. We're going to place it in these papers, and that's how we're going to do our business. Why do we just start off with some DVDs and go talk to your brother? Well, it's duplicatable. Definitely that's the reason. That's the long-term reason, or the big overriding reason. Simple. Anybody can do it. It's personal. Ding, ding, ding. It's cheap. It's cheap. Takes a little bit of time. It's inexpensive time-wise, inexpensive operationally. Prepaid Legal is cheap to get into, and it's cheap to run. And DVDs, if you buy them in bulk, I got that whole box of blast-off DVDs for $1 a piece. I bought them in a box at a time. $1? I mean, who wouldn't go pass out stuff at $1? You're going to get your money back. So the reason we do it is something that everybody can do part-time, overtime, consistently, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. Because if this was something where it took a lot of money to get in, it required a lot of money to keep it going, people would drop out. Because you've got to make a profit, right? So Prepaid Legal is, because it's inexpensive to operate, you can get into profit mode quickly and you can stay in profit mode over time. And you understand that most, if somebody's just making $100 a month consistently with Prepaid Legal in profit, they'll never quit. They don't need $10,000 a month. If they're making $100 a month, well, I mean, what can you do at Market Street? I don't know what that dinner cost us, but $100, that's a nice dinner out at a nice restaurant. You could do that once a month, or save it, or go on a trip, $1,200, take a vacation once a year. So it doesn't require fortunes to keep people in the business. And that's why we focus on what a part-time associate could be. How many of y'all are full-time Prepaid Legal? This is all you do for your income. You just do Prepaid Legal. Okay, so look around the room. Most of the people in this room are part-time. They just do. They have a job, they're retired or whatever, and prepaid is a part-time thing. So we don't talk to these guys. These presentations that we made, these trainings that we made, are really not tailored to this front row people. They're tailored to you guys over here and back here and over there that are trying to figure out how to make this thing work part-time. That's the real challenge, is how do you fit Prepaid Legal into your life and still have your life work? And it's hard. I mean, that's the thing about it. Prepaid Legal is a simple business model, but what's hard is what it does to your life. Because you've got to fit it in, and you've got to make time to do your business. And somebody taught me, I thought it was a great kind of little truism. It says, don't go out to do prepaid legal, but when you're out, do prepaid legal. You know, you're out and about all day long anyway, so just make sure that in your mind as you leave, you're set for the looking for an opportunity to expose somebody to prepaid legal. And we talk about two-a-day in a weekly meeting. What are we talking about? It's two exposures. Now, what's an exposure? I don't think an exposure is an exposure unless you can get them to intake some information. Right? You've got to get them to do something to intake the information. So a DVD that they watch, you know, sending them to a link on a website, getting them on a conference call, getting the look at Blastoff, anything like that, that would count as an exposure. And how long does it take time-wise to get an exposure done? I mean, how long does it take? 30 seconds, couple minutes at most. You do two a day, you're talking less than 5 minutes, really, of work. And you think, well, I don't have anybody to talk to, right? I mean, I've talked to my family, I've talked to my friends, and, you know, someone got in, but they're not doing anything, and who do I talk to? You go back to the first rules, and when you go out, don't go out to do prepaid, but when you're out, do prepaid, right? As you're going through your day, you're thinking, I got to make my two exposures a day. I mean, it's only going to take me 5 minutes total, you know, 10 minutes total to get these exposures done, but I'm going to do it. And guys, I don't know if you know it, but the DVDs, they fit in your pocket. I mean, you can put it in your, not in jeans, but you can put it in slacks, and ladies, they'll fit in your purse, right? You should never leave the house without two DVDs on you. Because what if you get an opportunity in the checkout line? You know, what if you get an opportunity to, you know, they fit in those tubes at the bank. Y'all know that? Get your money back, put the blast off, send it back in, drive off, right? Who knows? You know, who knows? When I go to McDonald's sometimes, I'll say, I'll go, is your manager here? And they'll say, yeah. I go, would you give them this? And then I drive off, right? You know, who knows? You never know. Here's something that I wrote, and I have a lot of quotes that I love because I wrote them. And this one is, nothing works until it does, and then you think you're a genius. Right? How many of y'all have been out there and just, you're doing the deal, nothing's working. Nobody's looking, nobody's doing anything. And all of a sudden, it sparks. One time, it just like works, right? And people say, how did you get Dave Hall in the business, right? How did you get Ryan? Tell me what you did to get Ryan in the business, because that's exactly what I want to do. Well, I did two exposures a day, and I went to my meetings, and I just kept doing it for a while, and then one day Ryan showed up in my organization. Well, no, tell me what you said and how you did it. I want the script. You know, give me what exactly, A, B, C, D, E. It doesn't work that way. You just do the deal, you do the deal, you do the deal, and most of the time it doesn't work. But every now and then it does, doesn't it, Sally? I mean, that's kind of the way it is. And what's hard for new people? Who are our new people, less than 3 months? Wow, look at that. Give them a hand. That's awesome. Here's the reality of your first year. It doesn't seem like it's working. Even if you have success like Ryan or whatever, it seems so, I don't know, it just every day it doesn't seem like it's working. Some stuff is, but overall you feel like this is not balanced, these people aren't showing up, you know, I needed this person to do that, and you just feel like you're out of balance, okay? Let me see that. I got to stop for a second. First off, you're crazy.
But you need to count, isn't that?
Y'all know we do the same thing in Texas. You know, buy your tickets, we'll put you in a drawing. You know what we gave last month? A Snuggie. You know those things you can wear in the wintertime? I'm like, dang, I'm in the wrong state. It's like, woo! And you would not come in. How much was that? $1,000 or
$10,000?
It was $10,000? Okay, that would never happen in Texas because it'd be the hood. I mean, somebody, it wouldn't be prepaid legal, but somehow somebody would walk in here. Did you hear me ask that? I said, anybody got a gun? Right? I was like, thank you. I borrow that. You're a cop. That's good. Yeah, that's enough. We got enough pieces in the room. We're probably right. You're probably all right, right? But that's, yeah, fun. So cool. Now I digress. What was I talking about?
$1,000 is a distraction.
Yeah, it was. I looked at that money. I'm like, ooh, ding, 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 ding. Anyway, it's that what?
First year.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing works.
It doesn't. I mean, that first year is just a train wreck. Even like Dave and I had pretty good success our first year. I mean, we kind of did the deal. But when we look back on that first year, there are so many bodies. I mean, it's just like, it's like a morgue behind our first year, right? We killed so many good people because we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have a system, and we just, you know, trying to make the thing work. You guys have got this system now that you can plug people into, and you just do the deal week after week, month after month, and eventually good people join your team, and then those people come in and they join the system, and then pretty soon they've got some people on their team, and people look at you and they go, you know, 3 years down the road, they're like, dang, man, you're so lucky. You know, how'd you get so lucky? Look at all these great people you've got. How'd you get that person on your team? And you go try to explain to them, and they don't get it, because they haven't done it yet. So you guys, in your first year, it's supposed to feel like this. It's horrible, right? You're so unbalanced every day. And here's what happens. Your second year, you get evidence of success, but no assurance. Every day, I mean, you're making money and your team's doing good, but every day you wake up feeling like it's going to fall apart. Today's the last day. They're all going to quit, right? I mean, Ryan, I don't know if you're $100,000 ring, you're probably getting a little bit more comfortable. It took me 3.5 years before I finally could breathe. 3.5 years of really hard work. I mean, Dave, he knows how hard we worked back in those days. I mean, it was long days and hard. I mean, it's the hardest thing. I'm an introverted person. I didn't like to speak, and I was kind of the guy that stayed in the back room, read a book. My brothers, I think, when I got prepaid after a while, they were like, who is he? Where did he come from? My dad's still like, who is this kid? He doesn't even know who I am anymore. It's not easy for us. It's not easy for you, and we understand that. That's why we give you so much support. That's why we put on these events. We know that you're a day away from quitting. Some of y'all, if you hadn't come today, would have quit tomorrow. It had been your last day in prepaid. Thank goodness you came today. We can keep you in, maybe till next Wednesday, right? But if you don't come on Wednesday, you will probably quit on Thursday. I mean, that's how close you are to slipping away. And that's why you've just got to get in the routine. And you seem like, well, now, Jeff, really what we want from you, I mean, you're from somewhere else, and, you know, you guys have had great... We just want you to come in here and give us something new that we don't... You know, obviously you're doing something in Texas or wherever you're from, Valhalla, and we want you to come down from the mountain, and we want you to give us a sure thing, that's a system to do that we can become successful. And the reality is, here's the short and simple of it. Everything you need to be successful is in your Fast Start book. Your Getting Started Right book. I mean, that's the reality. If you would really master what's in that book and do it daily, consistently, over a period of time, you will have success. Have a great attitude. I mean, that's the other thing that people understand. You can't just do the actions without, like, an incredible attitude. You've got to be enthusiastic and positive, and people want to be with you. And that's why personal development is part of this deal. You can't just do the action. You've got to work on your inside. So that's why we always talk about personal development. But the reality is, you guys already know what you need to do to be successful. And some of y'all say, well, I'm doing it. I got a good attitude. I go to everything. It hasn't, but my people all quit. I'm like the only one on my team that comes. Keep doing the deal. If it works for new people and they have success, and the old people haven't had success, they have to keep doing the deal. Because the reality is, one person can change your entire business. When they join your team, and it may not be somebody you recruit, maybe somebody down in your downline, but when that person joins your business, they change your business. Here's the reality. The person you recruit is seldom your leader. It's usually 4 levels down. This one ends up becoming your really power player. Dave, help me with your upline because I forget how it works. Okay, Linda Jones is your upline, Dave Hughes, and then me. So you're 3 levels down. Sally, where are you?
Way under that.
How far under Dave are you?
Dave, Doug, Val, you, 4.
So you're 7 levels below me. Okay. And Ryan, where are you?
Dan. Dan Hunt.
That wasn't here?
Yeah.
That won't be recorded, so y'all don't tell them what that was.
Will, Brent, and him, so 5.
8 levels down. Okay. So I didn't recruit any of these people. I'm not as happy they joined my business. I didn't know the halls. They were related to somebody I was related to. And Ryan, years later, I mean, how long did you join the business? A year ago? 2 years ago? eight years after I started, Ryan Burns, new executive director, new ring earner, pops up in my business. People say, how'd you get Ryan? Well, when I went out, I did some prepaid every day. I would go to my meetings and try to get people to come with me. If I got them to join the business, I would want to get them to a training class because I didn't know what to do with them. And then I have them repeat the cycle. And pretty soon I had like six people on my team doing the deal. And when you have six people on your team that are consistently showing up and doing their daily exposures and bringing their people to training, it's all over. And the problem, you guys say, well, I don't have six people. Well, go get them, right? I mean, that's why you continue to work day after day, week after week, month after month, to get you like six committed people in your organization. Because you can change the world. You and six people, you can change the world if they're committed. And this business now is not hard. When we got started in Utah, it was a wreck. I mean, Utah is not the... I mean, it was fun because it was new. It was like a Wild West, wasn't it? I mean, it was like you could do anything you wanted. I remember my brother, Tony, was like, went out and nailed signs on poles, you know? Call now, we'll make some money. I don't know what it was. And you can't do that. I mean, you wasn't supposed to do it then, but we didn't know, right? And we would run ads. I remember when we got started, my brothers, this is the very first week we were in the business. This is a good example of why prepaid has us do this warm market stuff. Is my brothers, there's five of us, or four of us in the business at the time, and we all chipped in $100, I think, or $150 for this ad, because there was going to be this circular that was going to go out to these really rich neighborhoods, and we ran an ad about prepaid legal. I think it was to sell memberships, I don't remember. A big ad, full color, glossy magazine, it was beautiful. Should have been, it was like $600, right? The only phone call we got on that ad was from another prepaid legal associate calling to see how the ad was working. Here's the deal. You recruit a new person who spends $600 on an ad and it doesn't work, they quit the business. $600 of DVDs? That's six boxes. You would be busy for the rest of the year, and I promise you, you would have six leaders out of 600 DVDs. Right? And you can do it over time. It doesn't have to happen. It's not like one shot run an ad and then hope it works. It's every day you have a chance to spread that risk over a long period of time, and it's the consistency of the activity that creates the results. And that sucks if you're looking for a quick return. You know? I mean, that's the problem. A lot of people I just need to make money today. You know, they look at prepaid legal and they say, okay, you can make money selling, you can make money recruiting. Recruiting takes a long time, so I'm just going to go sell. Right? There's a lot of commissions in this, I'm just going to go sell. The reality is, I would say 1 out of 2,000 people can be effective on the selling side of prepaid legal. I mean, Clancy, wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's tough. You taught group school to a lot of people. How many of your students went out to become great salespeople and making a living for their family, you know, six figures, $80,000 to $100,000 a year out of your students? About 2%. Yeah? You taught a lot of people. You inspired them. They helped them. They understood the product better. It's a great class, and people ought to go to group school. But the reality is, you're not going to make a lot of money selling prepaid legal. I mean, that's the truth of it. Now, there may be two or three people in this room that are the exception, and good for them. And I hope they're in your front line, right? But you probably are not going to make a six-figure income marketing prepaid legal because it's hard. You got to have connections. You got to have background. You got to get the hookup. And even when you get it, it is not easy money. I mean, if you ever sell a group, I'm telling you guys, you deserve every nickel you make. That is the hardest thing. It's easy to do enrollment. I mean, selling prepaid legal is like shooting ducks in a bucket. I mean, it's just, and I know I mix my metaphors, but it's easy. The duck in a bucket, you could shoot it, right? That'd be an easy shot. Enrolling people in the prepaid legal is hard. Decision makers are idiots. They don't want you in there. And so it's just, I'm just telling you the truth, guys. I'm telling you the truth. You probably will not make it in the direct selling side of prepaid legal. You could prove me wrong, and I will celebrate your success. But I can promise you this, that if you'll do what you're learning in your core training class, consistently, enthusiastically over time, everybody in this room can be successful. It's no question. It's a proven business model. Now, why do people not become successful in prepaid legal? Probably because they're not working the system. Or if they're working the system, they're not doing it consistently. If they're working it consistently, they probably don't have a great enthusiastic attitude. So none of the things individually are hard to do. What's hard to do is do it all, consistently over time, with a great attitude. But let's talk about what does it really take as far as out of time out of your schedule. How long does it take to do all the things that you learn in core training? If you did it by the week. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. How many hours is that? It will average 10 to 15 hours a week if you'll do it consistently with a good attitude. And that's what I did. You got to understand, I was straight commission sales. I had to go to work. If I didn't go to work, I didn't get paid. I had to go to work. No question. 40 hours a week, plus I was driving 52 miles. So you can imagine driving to South Provo from North Salt Lake every day and back in rush hour traffic in Dallas. So I had 2 to 2.5 hours a day in commute. I had 8 hours a day selling shoes full-time, straight commission. I had church responsibilities. I had a big responsibility in my church. Involved in my neighborhood. I've got 4 kids that we homeschooled, so I was very involved in their life. I had no time to do prepaid legal, which meant I had every reason in the world to do prepaid legal. I'll tell you, the first night when I got home from that commute, took me 2.5 hours to get home. I walked in the house. I shoved a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my mouth, and I went out the door. And I thought, I have got to make prepaid legal work. I've made a stupid decision. I took a job 52 miles away from my house. What an idiot, right? I had to make prepaid legal work. And the first appointment I went out, I was so scared, so excited. It's first appointment other than my brother's. This is a non-Hughes presentation, right? I asked for 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. I went to his house. I put in. Well, I talked for about 45 minutes. And then we watched a video, which was 15. And then I talked, I don't know, probably another hour. It's like 3 hours and 15-minute appointment, right? I was only lied about 3 hours. And he just wanted to get me out of his house, I'm sure, right? He's my friend. And so at the end, he's like, yeah, I'll get it. The membership, right? I want to do the business. I'll buy the membership. I'm like, oh, that's great. Here's the application. Fill it out and then maybe bring it to me at church on Sunday. I didn't even know how to fill an app out. It scared me to death to fill an application out. And then when he used it, guess what? It didn't work like I told him it would work. Because if you're talking for 3 hours, you are lying. It is not true. You're making stuff up. You're pulling stuff out of the air. You know, he called me up like 3 days later. He said, hey, I called him and tried to do it. It doesn't do that. I'm like, oh, what? You know? That first year is horrible. But you know what? I finally recruited that guy 9.5 years later. And you know what got him in? Blast Off. He loved Blast Off. And I said, but you get another 10 levels. He's like, how much is it? $72? Sign me up. So it's like you almost can't say the wrong thing to the right person. I mean, I wish I had done it right because I ended up selling the membership. What would have been a better story and probably would have recruited him is to go in and show the video and be done in 15 minutes and sign him up and then say, hey, you know, it's a great opportunity. I'm doing this to make some extra money. You might be interested. Watch this second half of the video. Because you know the PBR video, you can make a presentation on the membership, right? And then you can leave the rest of it to make a presentation on the opportunity. So just leave it with them and get out of their house. 20, 30 minutes, you're done. You're out of there and let them decide. Because they've got to look at what you're doing and say, do I have time to do it? And if you're wearing them out, they don't want to do what you're doing. Even if you're good. And I'm like, I mean, I could be entertaining for a while. After a while, you're like, get out of my house. But, you know, for that first 45 minutes, I probably dazzled them. I don't know. But at some point, they're like, I can never do what you're doing, Jeff. You got some funny stories and some good examples, and no wonder you're successful, but I can never do what you're doing. Using a DVD is not the most effective system in the world. Sending somebody to the website is not the most effective system in the world. Most of the people that you have look at it won't look at it. True? Most of the people who say they look at it say they're not interested because they're liars. They didn't look at it, right? Some of the people who look at it actually got buy a membership and join your team. Most of the people who join your team don't do anything. Right? Okay? They've been in the meeting, they've watched the DVD, they've joined the business. A couple times, you can't find them anymore. Here's the facts. About 1 out of 12 people you recruit will go on to some level of success in prepaid legal. Okay, doesn't mean they're going to be a six-figure income earner, but they're going to become a leader in your organization. 1 out of 12. Okay. If you recruit 2 people a month consistently over time, how long would it take you to find 3 leaders? 3 years. Okay. You're going to have to recruit 12 people to find a leader, and every month you consistently recruit 2 people. A year and a half. Remember I told you that first year was horrible? You feel like it's not working, you're not getting... It's because you don't have those people yet. You can recruit a lot of people. And I think everybody has an opportunity in prepaid legal. Some people choose not to. It's like the health club. It's voluntary. They can do it if they want. And I've had a lot of people, I don't know if you guys have been in business, I'm sure you've had people who were recruited, did a little prepaid, quit, and all of a sudden now the economy's gotten bad, and all of a sudden prepaid just becomes an option, and they come back in. Yeah, so we want to recruit everybody because eventually some of them are going to become leaders in your business. But when you talk about why am I not at the level of success that I want to, it's just because you don't have the good people yet. And how do you get the good people? Go back to the beginning, right? And when you get ready to leave the house, make sure you have DVDs and a great attitude and eyes looking for an opportunity because they come up several times during the day. Your energy, your enthusiasm, they call it your music. That's what people hear before they hear what comes out of your mouth. So don't walk into a room gloom. I think Clancy's just great. I just watch her in a room because she just got a great attitude. She's just a sparky kind of person. She's a person you want to hang around, right? Things great. And a lot of you guys have that thing. Some of y'all need to work on that. I mean, you need to turn it up a little bit, right? I mean, I understand because everybody's got a different personality. But you have to be an attractive person. And I don't mean model looks, but people can't be repulsed by you. Don't be repulsive, right? You want to be attractive. It means you just want to be fun to be around. If you're a gloomy person, all you ever talk about is just terrible stuff and Debbie Downer. You know, don't be that person. Just be happy and enthusiastic and people will come around to see what's going on with you. I want to talk about success and how to find success, not just in prepaid legal, but in life. And I want you guys to tell me how the saying goes. Success is never found in your comfort zone, right? There's no success in your comfort zone. If you want to be successful, you have to get out of your comfort zone. True? No. It's not. Because here's the reality. Y'all are like, what? Heresy. That's Dave Savola told me that. Who are you, right? You cannot be consistently out of your comfort zone and do anything. You know why? It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. So what do? If you get out of your comfort zone and it's uncomfortable, what do? You get back in your comfort zone. That's humans. That's the way we're wired. We are creatures of comfort. And if you know that, you have to adapt yourself to that truth. You cannot get out of your comfort zone and stay there for very long and do anything. It's too uncomfortable. So if we know that, and it's true, there's no success in your comfort zone, because what I mean by comfort zone is doing what you're already doing. And if you're not where you want to be success-wise, you have to change that. I mean, now that's true. But getting out of that comfort zone is impossible because it's too uncomfortable. It hurts too much. It's too scary. It's horrible. And you don't make any money. I mean, you're over here, you're doing all this stuff, and it feels horrible, right? And you're like looking at the bank account and nothing's happening. And you're like, right? So how do we do it? If there's no success in your comfort zone and you can't get out of your comfort zone to find success, that's a quandary, isn't it? It's a mystery. How do we get it? You got to make your comfort zone bigger. Right? Got to make your comfort zone bigger. So how do you do that? Personal development. Awesome. Yeah. You want to become attractive? Fill your head with great ideas, concepts, and philosophies. They show up in your eyes. Fill your head with great ideas and concepts and philosophies. They show up in your eyes. People can see it. And people who are also filling their head with great ideas, concepts, and philosophies recognize it in you. And they want to be with you. So people say, well, I can't get anybody good on my team. It's because you're terrible, right? You're watching on stupid television shows, reading crappy books and magazines. You got to stop that. You got to change what's going on in your head so that you can change the people you spend time with. People oftentimes, and I'm sure it happens to Mr. Burns and Mr. Hall and other people in the room, is that losers, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying they're not successful, okay? They want to be with you because they know that the five people they spend the most time with, they become like them, right? So this person that's not doing anything to deserve success wants to be your friend, okay? Wants to be in your circle. What is Dave's response to that person? Instinctively. I mean, not consciously, instinctively. What's his response? He wants to get away from that person. Why? That person is not doing him any good, right? They're so far below him in activity and enthusiasm and ability, it doesn't do me any good to hang around him because I'm not doing his deal. And so if you know about that, you say, okay, well, if I'm going to be friends with Mr. Hall and I want to be in his inner circle and I want to run with Mr. Hall, I have to be doing the things that he's doing. You're saying, what's he doing? Well, he's going out every day making exposures. He's working on personal development. He's going to his events, right? Eventually, you become like Mr. Hall, right? Kind of got the same rhythm, same enthusiasm. Now he wants to be your friend. That's how you become successful in this business, is attracting good people to your business. So who does it start with? It starts with you. Prepaid Legal is proven. The membership works, true? The law firms do their job, true? Prepaid has a lot of cash and well-managed, true, right? Everything's good about Prepaid Legal except you. You're the problem, right? But we can fix that. That's the hopeful thing. If Prepaid was broken and you worked on you and you're working with a broken system, could you be successful? If the law firm didn't pick up the phone when the members called and you did everything it took to be successful, could you be successful? No, all that stuff works. The only thing that doesn't work is you. And we can fix that because we know what we need to do, right? That personal development, the daily exposures, the activities. When you give a DVD to somebody, right, you're talking to them, making friends, you know, like great shoes, I like that, right? What do you do? What do you do? Oh, well, I'm working with this new launch company out of Dallas. Have you called Blastoff? Have you heard of it, right? Well, let me give you a DVD, and can I follow up with you, right? That action, if you've never done it before, is the scariest thing you've ever done in your life. And you will screw it up so bad, that person won't even take the DVD, and it's free. Oh, no. You know, I wouldn't be interested in that, right? It did not yield results as far as growth in your business. But what it did was make you a better person. Your comfort zone just got a little bit bigger that day. When you pick up the phone and follow up with somebody that you gave a DVD to, it is the scariest thing you've ever done in your life, and you will screw it up, and the person won't have looked at the video, and you'll probably say something rude, right? Well, you said you would, right, or whatever. You'll mess the thing up, you'll hang up the phone, and you did not reveal any results for your business. You didn't make any money or sell any memberships or recruit anybody, but you got better. Your comfort zone expanded a little bit. So this is what I have to, this is my challenge to me and to everybody, is you have to do the deal every day and do the things that you don't want to do because they're scary, and you do them not, you don't do them to make money. You don't do them to recruit people. You do them because they're hard. You do them because conquering them makes you a better person. Right? It makes you more comfortable in areas that you weren't comfortable in before so that you can operate in a larger sphere of success. And what happens as you do these activities, these hard things, they're simple. And when I tell you to do it, it sounds good until you have to do it, right? I mean, right? I mean, all this stuff theoretically sounds easy. At that business briefing, oh, show a video and invite them to a meeting, that's no problem. It's hard. You know why? Because you're terrible. Right? You've never done this before. You're going to screw it up. Do it anyway. When they say that successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do, they are not lying to you. And you think that successful people are successful because they're lucky, because they're family, because they're under the right star, or whatever. No. They did stuff that scared them to death. They did stuff that was hard for them to do, and they did it consistently over a period of time with a good attitude, and eventually success found them. Because you can't chase success. It is faster than you. It has to come find you. And it finds you when you're ready for success, when you've paid the price. We've seen people come and go in Prepaid Legal. We had a guy on my team who was making $20,000 a month here in Utah. I mean, right off the bat. I mean, within, what, 4 months, 6 months. Crazy. He had a big downline, lots of contacts in the network marketing industry, brought them all into prepaid legal, making $20,000 a month, was a meeting coordinator and a trainer. Okay? Got all these people in the room, and then when he got done, said, if you think prepaid is good, stick with me afterwards. I'll show you something even better. Try to recruit all the people into another company. That is not success. I mean, who cares? First off, idiot. I mean, if you're making $20,000 a month within a half a year, you've got a good thing, right? So sometimes the universe clears people out of your life that don't need to be there, right? Success comes from consistently doing activities which duplicate. They're easy to do. They're cheap to do, right? Anybody can do it, time-wise and money-wise, over time with a good attitude. You probably will not achieve the level of success, of comfort success, even doing everything right for 3 to 5 years. Which is hard if you're looking for easy money. Prepaid is not your opportunity. And I'll tell you the truth, there isn't one. The one you're looking for, success inside your comfort zone without changing you, does not exist. And if it does, you're going to prison. At some point, you will spend some time in jail. Because that's not the way the universe is set up. You have to expand. You have to become a better person. And the way you do that is to do things that are hard for you to do. And it's hard to do things that are hard for you when you don't get a monetary reward. When you don't get any reward, seemingly. Right? I mean, you're doing the work and you're not getting the reward. But then when you've been in the business 3 to 5 years, you look back and you go, I am not the same person I used to be. Because all of us have in our head who we ought to be, who we want to be, who we wished we were, right? We try to present ourselves as that way when we're in public, right? We put on this as close of an approximation of who we wish we were. But by doing these things consistently over time with a great attitude, eventually you look in the mirror and you're not having to put it on anymore. That's who you are. You have become the person that you wished you were. So doing all this hard stuff, it chips off all the stuff you hate about yourself anyway. All those character flaws and personality quirks and, you know, laziness and all that stuff that you're just not really proud of. You carry it around with you and you try to disguise it. Doing all this work and this activity that doesn't necessarily bring positive monetary reward right away, it makes you into the person who deserves success and whom success will reward. And that's kind of hard for you guys that are new in the business to hear, but it's the truth. This business will make you a great person. And if you look at, well, so then what's the reward of prepaid legal? It's not the money. It's not the lifestyle. That's a consequence of proper action. Okay? It's a consequence of what you've done. The result of that will be money, and that's good because prepaid's got money, and if you do what they ask you to do and the way they ask you to do it, treat people right, you're consistent over time, you're going to make money. You make money, you're going to be able to buy lifestyle. Okay? True. The consequence of proper activity. The reward of the journey is not what you make. It's who you become. So if you know that, don't worry about the money. The money's coming. The money cometh, right? The goal of the journey is to become the person you wished you were. So when you have an opportunity to do something that scares you to death, do it. Not because it's going to work, because it will work on you. That's the truth. And that's not just prepaid, guys. That's the universe. That's the way it's set up. So when we talk about get out of your comfort zone, I don't want you to change any of your mind to say, make my comfort zone bigger. Make a lot of room in your comfort zone so that other successful people will get in that zone with you. Because that's what you're looking for. 6 people that'll run with you. I mean, Mr. Hall is a big downline, but I promise you, he's got about 6 people in his inner circle that he talks to all the time, that he has to his house, that he hangs out with, that he masterminds with, and those are the people that he's driving these huge numbers with. He's not doing it with thousands. He's got just a close inner circle, and the reason they're in his inner circle is because they're paying the price for success. Does that make sense? So let's go back and talk about what it takes. Some of y'all get this. Some of y'all are scared to death. You're like, I thought this was going to be easy. It is. I mean, the reality is, guys, it's 2 exposures a day and go to your meetings. Right? Good attitude. That's the system. Does that sound hard? It's not. But there are things inside that system that you've never done before that will feel uncomfortable. But it only feels uncomfortable for a little while. How many of y'all have been on the calls with me when, or the brothers, when we do the lead calls? We call people that are looking for a home-based business. Okay? That, when I had to do that the first time, it scared me. I mean, picking up the phone and calling somebody that you don't know when you're an introvert is hard. To me, now I can do that so easy. And everybody goes, dang, no wonder Jeff's good. He's good, right? If I could do what he does, I'd be successful too. It was really hard for me in the beginning. But I got better. And you do. Over time, this stuff that was really hard at first becomes really easy. And that's why people look at people who have been in the business a while and they go, well, dang, you know, that top recruiter and they're doing all this and making all that money and what is up with them? They paid the price. They've done the deal. All of them easy to do. None of them hard to do. Doesn't take a lot of time. Takes very little money. What is it? It's consistency, right? Doing it every day over a long period of time, 3 to 5 years, with a great attitude. All easy to do, hard to do all at once, hard to do for 3 to 5 years. If you want to be successful, that's it. There's nothing else I can tell you. That's it. You know what you need to do. Do it every day, 2 hours a day, 15 minutes in the morning, hour at lunch, some time in the evening, right? 2 exposures a day, attend your events, and do it with a good attitude over a period of time, and you'll be successful. If it hasn't happened for you yet, go back and look about, are you really consistent? Truly. Are you really leaving the house every day with the idea, I'm going to expose 2 people a day? And if it doesn't happen, make sure it does. Probably not. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, they don't do that. Sounds good, sounds easy, and it is. They don't do it. And then they blame Prepaid Legal because the system doesn't work. You have to do your part. It's not hard to do. It doesn't take very long, 5 minutes. It's hard to do because you've never done it before. It's uncomfortable to talk to people you don't know, right? It's uncomfortable to follow up people that probably haven't looked at it. All that stuff is easy to do, but it's hard to do. Isn't that weird? It's easy to do, but it's hard to do because you've never done it. If you do it, it becomes easier. Eventually, it becomes very easy. Eventually, you're successful and people think you're successful because you're good. How'd you get so good? Did stuff that was hard until I became good at it. Okay? That part, I'm done. So applaud me. That's good. Done. Yeah. All right. We're going to have so much fun today. Now, let's talk about... I'm going to talk about some things within the system. I really like the new Blastoff DVD because it's so innocuous. Nobody has a problem with that DVD. They don't have to do nothing. They don't have to buy nothing. That's the opportunity everybody has been looking for their whole life. Free to get in, opportunity to make some money, don't have to work, sign me up, right? It is the ideal business opportunity. Now, you'd have to work it for a long time to make any money off Blastoff. That's the truth of it. It's going to take time for that thing to grow out virally. Eventually, you'll make some money off Blastoff. But Blastoff opens people's minds. Remember the guy I talked about that I went and showed that four-hour presentation to? Finally recruited him because of Blastoff. It opened his minds, and now he's doing prepaid legal. You go by and show the video to your buddy. Ask for a 15-minute appointment. How long is that video?
Five.
It's 5 minutes. You have 10 minutes to talk, and then get out. Okay? What you would do is show them the video and say, this is so exciting. Our company is blowing up. It's changed everything. I don't know if you looked at prepaid in the past. You've got to come see it again. What are you doing on Wednesday? Okay? So the goal is to get them to the briefing. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, hallelujah! Right? You have, and please don't call them guest. They come in and go, Mr. Hughes, this is my guest, Mr. Hall. I'm like, I'm happy to meet your friend. Mr. Hall is your friend. He is not your guest. So please, when you come and you introduce him, this is my friend, not guest, okay? That's shop talk, and that's just weird. Don't do that. I told you they came to look for freaks. If it's you they found, that is not a good thing, right? Be normal, right? Just, this is my friend. I want to introduce you, right? Mr. Hall's my friend. You're my friend. Now we're all friends. You're part of the club. See? That's cool. That's normal. That's good. Why? Okay. Besides all the stuff I just talked about, why do we make all these exposures, follow-ups, presentations? as a part-time associate? What's the goal of all that activity? Now that I've totally shaken your universe, you're like, I'm not going to say anything. He says, make as much? No, wrong. And I'll just tell you that because you're on the front row. I'd be nicer if you were back there, but no, you're wrong. What? He says, be an informant, an educator, right? To educate people. Good answer. If you were up here, I'd say you're wrong. What? Well, yeah, you're in the activity. That's good. Okay, that's good. The purpose, the goal of all the activity in your week, back there. No, you're wrong. No, I just stop. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. So just stop. No. No. They're all good answers, but not what I'm looking for. And it's not what you're looking for. Of course, when I say this, you're all going to go, that's what I was going to say. Okay? The goal, the purpose, the intent of all the activity that you do during the week as a part-time associate is to get somebody to come with you to a live event. Come to a briefing. Come to a luncheon. That's the intent of all those exposures, all those follow-ups, all those three-way calls, is to get them to the business briefing. And some of y'all don't realize that's what you're doing. That's the goal, is to get them to show up. Because 90% of the people who show up at a business briefing who've been brought through the process sign up that night. The people who came this morning were prepared for an opportunity, and when it was presented, they signed up. I don't know how many people we signed up, but it was a bunch. Big old stuffed envelope. Hallelujah to y'all. Congratulations. Right? So please, as you go out and you follow up, the goal is to get them to a live event. And y'all are not doing very good at that. And I don't know, I've never been to many of your events, but I know. You're having a hard time getting people to show up. It's almost an accident when they do. You're like shocked, right? But you've got to have that as the goal. And one of the best things that you can do to get people at a live event is to do a three-way call with somebody in the marketplace that's not you. And we're actually going to play this game here in a little bit. But I want to talk about the business briefing for a minute. You finally get somebody to show up at the event. Okay? This has been weeks, maybe months, since you've had your last person to come, friend to show up at a prepaid legal event. It is so critical to you and your business that that event work. It's not even funny. That thing has to be, you can't have anything go wrong in that event. It needs to be perfect because you finally got a guest. Right? And that's why when we talk about the business briefing and the importance of it in our business model, it's the keystone. It's what holds all this stuff together that we're doing. It's got to be awesome. Your business briefing is the most important thing that happens in your business every week. Everything drives to that event. And so when you come, everything has to be right. You need to get here early, right? Y'all know it's a pre-meeting between 7 and 7:30. Y'all do it at 7:30? When you're out in the hall hanging out or whatever, that's a chance to meet and greet. Don't talk about shop. I've been to hang out in the hall and you see people like this. They lean over. What does it mean when somebody's leaning? They're talking smack. Hey, there ain't nothing good going on in that conversation, right? Man, Dave, you know a membership I sold 3 months ago? It charged back. I get one more charge back, I'm out of this deal, right? Even if the people don't hear the words, that energy, that negative energy, that karma that's going out, it infects the room. Don't do that. Just say, what kind of dog do you have? What kind of dog do you have, Clancy?
I have three.
You have three. What are they?
And
a what? What is that? A miniature pincher? They're real yappy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Real high pitch, yeah. I have four dogs. Mutts, they're horrible. Terrible. Yeah. They show up at the house, my wife feeds them, they won't leave. Yeah. Called normal, right? Normal is a good thing in this business. Because they're common to look for what? Freaks. Don't freak people out. That's why we dress nice at events. You know that? It's not because we want to show off. It's because we want to put on a good impression. We want people to see what type of people we are and what kind of company we represent. So coming to an event, and I know some people work hard and they you know, it's hard for them to get here, whatever. But do what you can do to put on the best presentation. If you've got, let's say that this is like this guy's a vice president of a corporation, and you finally got him to come. He's kind of doing it as a favor, right? Finally, he comes. He's sitting next to you, and next to him sits down an associate who stinks. Oh my gosh. You find 6 weeks of work, all those exposures, all those follow-ups, you finally got somebody to come to the event, and the person next to him stinks. Right? Guys, the business briefing is so important, and it's you that puts it on. It is not the leadership team that puts it on. They coordinate. They put the framework in. You fill in the blanks. You make it work. Your response to the speaker, critical. Got to do it. Not infomercialist, but you got to be in. You guys are awesome. You're the best audience I've spoken to in a long time. Totally get it, right? Just, you're very intent. You love it. You want to know, you're great, awesome. Don't need to work on that. You look good, too. Okay? Very attractive group, well-dressed, well-groomed. Nobody stinks. I mean, you're great. But I want you guys, as team leaders, as individuals, I want you to change your focus away from all that stuff to saying my goal of all the activity that I do is to drive attendance at the business briefing, and I'm going to do everything I can as a leader in this marketplace, because you are, to make sure that event is incredibly successful. And it needs to be. A business briefing has rules to follow. And Mr. Hall knows what they are, and that's what he's trying to do, but some of y'all aren't helping. It's about 98% of the rules need to be followed at every business briefing before the briefing works. I mean, it has to be nearly perfect. That means testimonials have to be short, concise, to the point. Right? I'll give you a tip on your testimonials. You need more diversity. Now, I know Utah is a fairly homogenous population, but I'm looking around this room. There is some color in this room. There was no color on that stage. You need old, young, male, female, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. The testimonial coach is the most important person in the room. It's not the presenter. You know that? Whoever you have organizing your testimonials and coaching people and getting them to give their testimonial and making sure that it's a balanced group up there is the most important person in the room. Because I only appeal to a small group of their team. About 20% of the room likes me. You know that? The other ones are like okay with me, and some of them outright don't like me. Totally rub them the wrong way. And so you parade across 10, 12 people that in 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds tell a story. Every person in the room then buys in because somebody is like them, who they like, who's doing well in prepaid legal, and they'll decide to join. Testimonials are so important. So your testimony coach, please, let that person have some authority. They banned me from doing it because they said I was ruthless. Because I'd say, Ryan, let me hear. What's your story? He'd say, okay. I'm Ryan Burns, and I've been doing this for a long time. And my wife got sick, and we went to the hospital. And she had a sore. It was horrible. It was a big pussy thing. And the doctors, and they cut it. And then the insurance wouldn't pay. And so I call. And then they go, thank goodness for prepaid legal. And you're like, well, how did it end? They didn't even tell you what happened, right? What was the result? You're like, well, I hope we don't have to pay. You know, they tell you that in the hall afterwards. That's not a testimonial. It's not a story. It's nothing. It's not a story. It just is. My name is Jeff Hughes. My background's in retail sales. My first year, I made $57,000 part time at prepaid legal. Exit stage left. 10, 12 of those, fast, boom, 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 boom. Everybody in the room buys in. Testimonials so important. Got to have them. Got to be perfect. Because you're big. The guy that took you 6 weeks is here tonight. It's got to be perfect. Right? The music's got to be good. And God, you guys have got the best sound system I've ever heard in my life. It's incredible. Kudos. I love the music. I mean, everything, so good. You guys are so fortunate to be building this marketplace. Because a lot of stuff you couldn't fix. That guy was screwed up, and he was... I got a guy on my team. You know... I won't say it. He's kind of a goofball. And so when he plays the music, it's kind of goofy. He does some goofy stuff, right? And you're like, stop doing that. You don't have to worry about that here, man. You have no goofballs running your music. They're professional. This is awesome. It's great. Music is an important part of it. When they say, when the presenter says, this is the end, first part of the presentation, now's your time to circle up, right? What does that mean? What's your name? Matt, and what's your name? Okay, so Lacey, you're Matt's guest, or friend. Okay, you've come to check it out. Meeting's over, I say circle up. Would you please circle up? That's your circle right there. Do it. He doesn't know how to do it. Do me a favor. Pull your chair out and turn it towards her. Oh, are they locked? Get the message? Oh, you guys can't. Please, when you set these chairs or have them set, do not lock them. Okay? You have to pick up your chair and turn it. Yeah, don't let them lock it. Pick up your chair, knee to knee, right? Nose to nose. Did you see an opportunity to prepare to get started? Let's get your paperwork filled out now. Do not take them out in the hall. How many of you went out in the hall to fill out your paperwork? It's bad. Don't do that. The decision was made in this room to do prepaid legal. Stay in this room. The reason people get up and leave is because you guys are doing it wrong. When the presentation is over, you do not applaud. You don't have no standing ovations. You don't stand up. You applaud in your seat. You stay seated because Matt, right? Matt's going to circle up. He's going to turn his chair, and you're going to stay seated because if you get up, what does he do? And what does his guest do? They get up. And people start leaving. What does his guest do? They leave. They go out there where there's no energy. They say, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Don't do that. Stay seated and applaud. Great energy. Woo-hoo! Great to go, right? Music comes up. It's jazzy, hip, you know. All of a sudden, the music starts coming down, and it turns into like a soft jazz kind of riff in the background, just kind of quiet. And you're just sitting there, okay? You're an associate. You don't have a guest. You're sitting there. You have to sit for 3 minutes. Do not get up for 3 minutes. It is the longest 3 minutes of your life because you want to get home. You don't have a guest. You have a rat. I'm going to go home. Got a babysitter? 3 minutes. Don't get up. Just sit there. Because what will happen is the people who are there will make a buying decision. They will sign up as associates and they'll sign up as a member. And that person who did is so excited because it worked. And next week it might be you. Do you understand why it's so important? So please, guys, you got a great briefing. I mean, you got so many good things going on. Value it, protect it, make it better. You get 98%, 90% of the people you bring will sign up at the meeting. Okay? When the meeting is over, 3 minutes later, feel free to leave gradually. Okay? Don't everybody get up 3 minutes, right? Gradually leave the room. Maybe go stand outside and talk for a little bit. Meeting after the meeting is very important. If you can go to the dinner afterwards and pick up a lot of good stuff, bring your guests that sign up so they can be part of the group, part of the friendship, right? So that's the end of that thing. So applaud me. All right. I have no script, in case you're wondering. So, but we do have a script in front of you. Everybody have a copy of the three-way script? Okay, go. Have a little music maestro. Okay. If you're doing all the stuff that we're talking about, okay, you're making the phone calls, you're making exposure, you're going to your meetings or whatever, and you're not having the success that you want, I promise you, the reason you're not having success is because you're not mastering three-way calls. You're probably not doing them at all, and if you're doing them, you're doing it wrong. Oh, is it? Oh, there is two pages. That's all right. Well, let me see what we have. I apologize. I didn't realize it was a double page. I thought it was two pages of the same thing. Well, we're just going to impromptu. You can use this as a starting point. All right. I want you to pull out your cell phones. You're allowed. Turn them on. Let me know when you get there. What's that? Everybody on? I want you to get the phone number of the person sitting next to you. Everybody needs to have a partner. Okay? Hold up your hands. Hold your buddy, like in Boy Scouts, your swimming buddy. Who's your... Okay, I got a buddy there. Everybody needs to have a buddy. Y'all don't be shy. I promise you, the person you're working with is going to end up becoming your friend in prepaid. You'll like it. Trust me. Okay? Everybody's got one. Okay, I want one of you to call the other person. Go ahead and call them right now. And you can let it ring. It'll be fun. What do we have here? Dave's phone's ringing. How come I'm not hearing any ringing? Y'all need to call. Call somebody. Is it working? You're on silent?
Yeah.
All right, you have the script in front of you. So you're number one, the ones on the phone. You're number one. I want you to read the script to the other person who's listening to you read it. Okay? Okay, thank you. It's my fault. I picked it up thinking it was the same page twice. I don't know what I was thinking, but I actually thought that they were already printed in everybody's table. That's why I picked it up, so I apologize. Thank you. Let me know when you get done. Is that page? Everybody has two pages? Okay, that's page two, but I know it's my fault I didn't give it to you. Anyone? Okay. Okay, well, I don't need it. We have page two, but I'll just have to read it to you. All right, are we about there? That's fine. All right, at the point where it says to do a three-way call, I want you to call somebody who will let you be an idiot, okay? You can call them up and say, hey, I'm practicing something. You're going to be my, I just want to see if my phone will work. So you called somebody, and now you have to three-way. And some of y'all have never done that with your cell phone, and you'll say, my cell phone doesn't do three-way calls. Yes, it does, okay? And I want you to try to do it, okay? Keep the person that you're talking to on the phone, and then I want you to try to do a three-way call. If you can't do it, get the people around you to help you to figure out how to make your phone do a three-way call, okay? So go. Three-way call. Call somebody and just say, hey, I'm practicing doing three-way calls. Hang on a second, okay? Then we're going to hang up on them and let them go about their day. You could call somebody in the room if you want to. It's not so much talking to them, it's just seeing if you can make your phone do it. How many of y'all have already done the three-way? You know how to do it and it's working. That's good. Keep going. How many of y'all have never done a three-way with your phone and think it won't work? Stand up if you need some help. Stand up. Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter. Somebody go help that person that's standing and teach them how to make their phone do a three-way. If you got a Nokia phone from 1997, it probably don't work. So, he's saying, go ahead, close them. That's probably not a good thing to say when you're on a three-way call. Hit them hard. Hog time. Throw them down. Get them in. Who still has not got that three-way to work? Come on, Michael. You can do it. That's good. He got it. He got it to work. All right. We're going to wrap it up. Go ahead and turn your phones off. Say goodbye to everybody. Turn your phones off so they don't ring. We're done with the phones now. Work. Everybody's smiling, so it must have worked. I don't see anybody freaking out. Y'all are smarter than Texans. This is, I'm telling you, some of them be leaving the room right now. I can't do this. I'm going home. All right, let's go ahead and quickly close it up and say goodbye and turn your phones off. Good. You can get people doing three-way calls. And I know some of y'all didn't get to do that, but hopefully you watched the person who did and you kind of got the idea. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call it done. If you guys would do me a favor and hang up your phones and stop your scripts. You'll have a chance to practice later. This is just to get you started. And I would encourage you to. There's actually a second page, and we'll get that to you. Okay? Hopefully we can get this printed before you guys go. If not, we'll put it up on the website. All right. So we've got up to the point where you've got them on the phone with the upline expert or whoever you're working with. Guys, stay with me. Tool table people, hush. I'm not ruthless. I'm just direct. So I'm on the phone with your friend, right? They've watched the DVD, they looked at the website or whatever. You've got them on the phone with me. What's my goal as an upline or three-way call E? What's my goal? I want to get them to the event, because what was your goal in all the activity that you did? Get them to the event. The reality is you can't get them to the event without me. Because they'll tell you no. Right? So you do all this stuff, you get them on the phone. My only job is to commit them to come to the event. Hey, we've got an event coming up. We've got a presenter coming from out of state. They're incredible. They're making all kinds of money. Very successful. We want you to come. We want you to come check it out. Could you pull an hour out of your schedule? I know you're busy, but would you break away for an hour and come and check this out and really see what it is? Okay? And your friend said, well, maybe. When is it? Well, it's Wednesday. You can get there between 7 and 7:30. We'll start at 7:30. We'll be done by 8:30. You're out. No pressure. Just come check it out. A lot of the successful people will be there. You can ask them questions and find out how it's really going, right? My goal, and I'm going to commit them over and over again when I'm on the phone. That's what you would do if somebody called you. You don't talk them. Don't tell them your story and Mr. Stonesiver had a wreck. No. They've already done all that stuff. Your job is to commit them over and over again quickly. I mean, like in 3 minutes to come to the briefing, right? 100% of the people that you invite do not show up. 100% people that you pick up show up. If you know that, why are you inviting people to events? Nobody, true? Nobody ever shows up. I don't care. You can call them right before the event starts. We're on our way. We'll be there in 5 minutes. They still do not show up. I don't know where they go. Martians take them away. I've only heard of one guy that brought somebody to an event and lost them. It's a big hotel downtown Dallas. Dropped his friend off at the curb and went into the garage to park the car, went to the hotel, and never could find his guy. Has no idea how the guy got out, doesn't know where he went, can't get him on the phone, doesn't exist. Guy was taken away by the Secret Service. I don't know. So that's the exception that proves the rule, but it's already done. It's not going to happen to you, right? If you know 100% of the people you invite won't show up and 100% of the people that you bring show up, where should you put your attention? Getting them in your car. Now, how would I do that as the person I'm... Good night. The person on the phone. I would say this the place where we do the presentation is hard to find. They're doing construction in front of it. It will drive you crazy. What would probably be better, Matt, is for you guys to meet up before and you drive her in and make sure that she gets there safely and gets back out without being frustrated. Does that sound good? Okay? Make a reason for them to ride with them. Now, it doesn't always work, and nothing always works, right? What did I say? Nothing works till it does, and you think you're a genius, right? But it's the most important activity that you can do is to get your friend to come to a prepaid legal live presentation. You have a 90% chance of closing them that night. And they're going to know exactly what they need to do. It duplicates. Then you get them to the training, and then they can recruit some people and get them to training, go to the event. It works. So it's very important. It doesn't always work, but when it works, my gosh, it works, right? So don't worry that it doesn't work sometimes, because when it does work, it duplicates. It's awesome. It's great. So my goal is to commit your friend to be there. We can get, if we get them there, everything, all the planets line up, they actually show up. We understand that we have a part to play, make that business briefing perfect, right? This is the part you're not doing. You are not doing three-way calls, committing people to come to live events. And that's the goal of all the activity that you do, is to get them there. And you can't get them there on your own. And that's what's wrong with your business. That's why you can't get anybody to show up. Other people get people to show up. They sign up. Their teams are growing. Their people come back. They bring guests. They're signing up. They're doing three-way calls. And you're not. And I know it. Now, some people say, well, I can't ever get anybody to do a three-way call. You need a lot of people in your three-way call list. And I get texts all the time, are you available for a three-way call? No. Yes. Right? And I'm ready. If I'm not ready, I don't feel any obligation to do a three-way call with them. They text me first. I think text is like the best thing that ever happened. You know? Are you ready for a three-way call? Instant message. When I'm on Facebook, sometimes bling, are you available for a three-way call? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Right? My goal, your goal, when you're the person receiving the three-way call, you're the one, the expert, is to get them to the live event. Everything you can do to get them there. Commit them. I'm looking forward to meeting you. There's a guy I know that's exactly like you. I'm going to introduce him to him. The guy's making $100,000 a year. He's only in the business for 2 years. Awesome guy. You're just like him. I can tell you're going to like this guy. I want you to introduce him, right? Lots of reasons to come. People will come to hear a speaker more than they'll come to a meeting. People don't like meetings. Somebody's coming into town, sell the speaker, not the event. He only comes once a while. You know, I haven't seen him for 3 years. You got to come here. It's funny. Good. Oh, you'll love him. He's making all kinds of money. I think you'll buy. I think you'll understand where he's coming from. Okay? Sell the speaker, not the event. 90% of the people that you take through that process will sign up that night. It's worth all the effort. Not only because it works, which is cool when it does, but because everything you did, they can do. That's the genius of the system. Not that it works every time. There's a lot of breakage. There's a lot of people that fall out of the system. It doesn't work on everybody, so expect that, right? But when it does, it duplicates. And if you continue to do that, you're going to recruit about 12 people on your team that are going to stick with you in the next 3 years. And that group of people, you're going to get about 6 of the 12 that are going to be like tight. That's your inner sanctum, right? You protect you and you protect them and you're positive when you're around them. And then it's all over. 3.5 years in the game, I was done. Been in the business 10.5 years. I haven't had to worry about my business for years. I don't wake up in the morning thinking it's about to fall apart. People like Ryan Burns pop up 7, 8, 12 levels deep in the organization, go on to become 100,000. He's never leaving. He's done. He's a lifer. Got him. Done. There's so many executive directors in this organization. I never have to worry about it. But people say, well, you're so lucky. You got good people on your team. I got a lot of bad people on my team. I got like 30,000 people in my organization that either quit or can't get them. No email address, no phone number. 30,000. 50,000. 20,000 maybe I can get hold of. Right? Of those, a few thousand are doing anything. And of the few thousand, maybe 10 to 30 of them are executive directors any month. So people say, well, my team, I don't know, these people are not doing anything. You don't have enough people not doing anything. Get more of those people, right? Because the numbers are on your side. Now, again, if what you're doing is not duplicatable, it doesn't matter how many people you recruit. It won't work. It will never get bigger than you. You'll never have a team more than 30 people, ever, if you're not duplicating the system that these guys are putting together, these men and women are putting together for you. Your job is just to get in the groove and do the deal every day with a great attitude, working on yourself, right? And just do the deal, do the deal, do the deal, do the deal until good people show up. And then people say, how'd you get Ryan? Tell me what you said. Sit me down. Take me step by step. I said, what'd you do? What'd you do? Right? Well, two a day. I went out. Right? Smile. Good attitude. Show up at a minute. Right? It's like, no, tell me. What'd you say? How'd you get in? It's not work like that way, guys. It's a consequence of proper activity done over time with a great attitude. It's a consequence. It's a result. Right? Do you understand? That's how this thing works. And if you've been told anything different, they probably didn't lie to you. They just didn't know. Okay? They just didn't know. Because I'm telling you, everybody up here, they're bobbing and nodding. And nobody on this front row disagreeing with anything that I'm saying. Right? There's some people in the middle that wish it were different. You're a little bit like I hit you with the board. Because you really wanted this to be easy money. If it's easy, it's sleazy. Right? That's where you end up in jail. Some of y'all have seen people do that here. I think Utah is the capital of easy and sleazy. I don't know what it is with you people. Not in Preep. Well, I don't know. It's not just Utah, and it's not just those other companies. We have idiots in prepaid legal, too. Because, again, it gets back to the whole idea of why are we doing this? You know, why are we doing this hard thing that's out of our comfort zone? And I mean, it gets back to what's the reward of the journey? Let's just do it, right? This will be a thrilling... I mean, it's like cliff dive. It's like jumping off a cliff, knowing you're going to be fine when you hit the bottom. It scares the crap out of you to jump, right? Fun going down. Woohoo, right? You get the bottom, soft landing. You get to do it again, right? All the perception of danger and adventure and all the things that we look for in life that we know are good for us, but in a totally safe environment. How many of y'all started a traditional business, invested money in a traditional business? Raise your hand. FJ, now you and I have become already good friends. I really like you. How much did you spend your biggest investment on one of your companies? What do you think you put into it money-wise to get the thing, initial money? And that could be investor money, everything. $150,000. Okay? That's just one of his businesses. You borrow $150,000 because you know you will because you ain't got no money, right? Friends and relatives, small business loan. There is a lot on the line. You're going to lose your house if it goes broke. You've mortgaged everything you've got. You're not going to pay your mom back the money she pulls out of her 401k. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the line, and it's exhilarating, right? You get to jump off the cliff of that business. You got a hot dog stand. Woohoo! You're doing all this great stuff. But if it doesn't work out, you lose your home, right? Your mom can't retire early. That's a bad thing to fail in that kind of business. In prepaid legal, there is no downside to failure other than it just hurts, right? You're not going to lose your house. You're not going to lose money. There's nothing to tell you to run a prepaid business. All the advantages of personal development and growth you can have, but none of the downside of financial devastation if it doesn't work out. 98% chance you start a traditional business, it will not make it in 10 years, which means you lose your house. You have a 98% chance of becoming an apartment dweller if you start a traditional business. Prepaid legal, no downside. But all the good stuff, that seems like bad stuff because it's scary, right? When it's all said and done, I'm telling you guys, my greatest accomplishment is me. That's not all that stuff I did. I'm, you know, man, we did this meeting, we did that meeting or whatever. That is not the reward. It's not the money, the millions of dollars that we'll make in prepaid. I love it, do great things with it. That is not the reward. It's who I become. And I'm not done yet. I'm so screwed up, guys. It's so hard for me every day to get up and do this business. It scares me. It's uncomfortable. I'm always doing stuff that makes me uncomfortable. And it hurts. I mean, a lot of stuff hurts. People disappoint you. It's not easy. Life's not easy. What you're doing now is not easy. What you do at your job is not easy. But eventually, is it going to work for you? At your job? Are you ever going to retire in dignity with the job you have? You ever going to get out of debt with the job you had? If it's hard everywhere, why not be hard over here where eventually it gets easy? So I talked to a guy that's in the insurance industry, right, FJ? Okay, he's a sells 401ks and insurance in group settings. Okay, he's a group guy. Him and his wife run the business. He just brought his son into the business. And he was burned out a few years ago. He was talking to me. And I said, John, you ought to come and do business with me. I'm making like six figures with prepaid legal. And he goes, well, I'm making six figures already, Jeff. I said, John, but every day your problems are in your face. It's just you. You have to deal with it. I said, you understand all the problems in my business are with the new people? And there's so many layers of leadership between me and that problem, I never even know there's a problem. If there's a problem in Ryan, you know, Mr. Burns' organization, it doesn't get to me. If he can't fix it, Mr. Hall does. And if Mr. Hall can't fix it, my brother David can, right? If it ever gets to me, it's a big problem, right? And I'm going to refer you to Ken Moore. I can't fix it, right? Wilbur Smith's calling you. I'm out of this deal, right? Most businesses, the better they get, the worse they get. Okay? The bigger they get, the worse they get. Your lifestyle gets worse. You get more out of balance. Put more hours in. You're making money, you have no time to enjoy it. Right? Prepaid legal, the bigger it gets, the better it gets. It's amazing. It's totally different from any other company. You want it to get big. You want it to get complicated. You want it to be crazy and out of control. Because all you do is two a day in a weekly meeting and have a good attitude and smile and, you know, smell good. And right? You're just doing the deal, and the deal is making your team grow. And it's easy. I mean, that part, when it starts to duplicate mass growth and all that stuff, that's when people call you lucky. You got into the right time. You recruited your brothers. You know, all these reasons for your success. Uh-oh, see, we turned our phones on. Let me tell you what happened to me. We have 20 minutes. How much do you want at the end to promote for next month? You want that much? Then I need to shut up. Now, let me tell you what happened. Because I think it's important. I'd done all this stuff for a long time. 10 years. Two-a-day weekly meeting. I mean, I've missed maybe 4 meetings in 10 years. I go to 3 meetings a week sometimes. I've done the deal for a long time. It's mundane. After a while, it becomes routine. You just do the deal. And I don't do a lot. I work 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. That's Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, 9 or 10 to 2, maybe a couple nights a week. That's my schedule. It's pretty easy, okay? I'm just going along. Money's good. Life is good. Came around a corner to drop my daughter off. She's an equestrian, a nationally ranked equestrian. She has a horse. My wife has a horse. Shoe salesmen don't have horses. My daughter takes 5 lessons a week. Very expensive. It's called the king of sport of kings because you got to be a king to afford it, right? So a wonderful life, okay? You know, envision whatever future you want because it was going to happen for us. Dropped her off, going to pick up her birthday cake. Going to celebrate her 17th birthday party. And driving a road that we drove every day, 3 times a day a lot of times. And a kid came around the corner going about 65 miles an hour and loses control of his car. And hits us head on. And I was knocked unconscious. My wife was not. I think I had the better end of it. I drove a big FJ Cruiser. So I don't like FJ's name. Big Toyota Hummer. It's a big, strong truck. Completely rolled the front end up underneath. The engine dropped down. Floorboard came up. Firewall came down and hit my foot. Pinned my foot in. And completely destroyed my foot. Went to the hospital. The people in the emergency room absolutely freaked out. When they looked at the x-rays, there was nothing left of the bones. They had liquefied. They wouldn't do surgery on me because the guy said, look, I could do this, but I won't do this. He said, I can't fix this. There's a guy that can, and he's out of town. I got compartment syndrome, which means that the lymph system pumps lymph in, but there's no way for the lymph to get out, so the foot begins to swell and swell. It's incredibly painful. The only way to treat it is to put your foot up above your heart and lay there and hope that the fluid will drain out naturally. They can't do surgery while you have that. The way they test if you have it is they take a needle with a valve on it and they shove it into the infected flesh and see what the pressure is inside the foot. And they do it twice. And they tell you it's going to hurt a little. I had 7 days to have the surgery or the bones would start to set. They couldn't do surgery while I had the compartment syndrome. Luckily, on the 7th day, the pressure dropped enough they were able to do surgery. They went in. The doctor did not know what he was looking at when he opened up my foot. He's done over 1,000 foot surgeries. He said, I could not identify the bones within your foot. They were so destroyed. He said, this bone Okay, so that's your big toe and your next toe. This bone was over here. He said, there's stuff in between there. He said, we were like trying to figure out where it went. He had to rebuild. I had 8 pins in my foot, like a pin cushion, holding different parts together. I have a plate with screws. This side of the foot, the bones were liquefied. He actually had to inject a liquid resin that turned into bone. I had to spend 8 weeks, 23 and a half hours a day, laying in my bed, looking at the ceiling fan with my foot above my heart for 8 weeks. When I finally was able to get up and do anything, I was so weak I couldn't stand. I only had one leg anyway. I was in a wheelchair for weeks. Finally was able to get enough strength to do crutches. I developed a neuropathy in my foot, which is an incredibly painful RSD, if you know what that is. Narcotics, you know, maximum doses for months. Literally could not work my business with prepaid legal. Out of my mind in pain. Drugged out of my mind, so I can't carry on no three-way calls because it would not work. Freak, right? Can't work my business. Every day I'd ask my wife, did we get a deposit today? Because in my mind, because I'm not doing anything, it's going to fall apart. She goes, yeah, we got a deposit. Or how much was it? $700. Okay, good. You know? I go back to healing the next day. Did we get a deposit? Yeah, we got a deposit. How much? $500. Oh, good. How much did you get a deposit last night? Yeah, $1,200. Oh, thank goodness. And that went on day after day, week after week, month after month. I was not able to work for over 5.5 months. No meetings. Very little three-way calls. Some of y'all were on my lead calls. Somebody said you were better when you were drugged than you are now. I mean, I tried to do a little bit, but it was so hard because I would be exhausted when I got done. Even working just a few minutes would just zap me out. We never miss a deposit all that time. The money continued to come in, $10,000, $12,000, $16,000 a month. The crazy thing is I had enough momentum going into that accident that I never fell out of Players Club. Can you imagine that? You're sick in the hospital, and there's enough business in your pipeline that you're able to stay in Players. Now, Players Club 5, I don't do 10. I'm lazy. But I've stayed in Players Club 5 forever, even when couldn't work. And to know, guys, you know you're going along and you're doing this thing and you're hoping someday to get passive residual income and you don't have to worry about your family and everything will be right. But to actually have it happen to you, you're like, thank goodness I made those phone calls. Thank goodness I made those exposures. Thank goodness I went to those events. And thank goodness I got my people to come with me. Thank goodness I went to convention and brought some people with me. Oh my gosh, those things were so hard to do in the doing of them the first few times. And then they became a monotonous routine after a while, which is even harder, I think, than scary stuff. But thank goodness I did, because when I needed prepaid legal to be there for me, it was. What kind of job or business could you get and drop out for 5.5 months and have a job or a business left? They would fire you or your business would fall apart. I got people like Mr. Hall. It didn't matter. It's not about me, right? I'm in way of the money at this point in my business. There's money coming by and I'm in front of some of it. And some of it sticks to me. And how do you get there? I am not lucky, guys. I was not born under the right star. I did not get the hookup. I did not have a downline. I was a part-time guy selling shoes, driving 100 miles a day in a commute, busy, scared. Did the deal for 3.5 years. Scared to death that every day was the last day it's going to fall apart. That's called faith. And it may be an element that you need to evaluate in your business. Because what is faith is you're doing this stuff, but you don't see the results, right? You're doing it because you hope it will work. And that's what I did. I just sold out. I worked 10 years for Stanley Eisman Shoes and had nothing to show for it. I thought, I'm giving 10 years to prepaid legal. Because I have faith that this company is going to be around. And they're going to pay me. They're going to do what they want. I'm going to pay the price. It's going to be hard. My wife used to leave the room just freaking out. It'd be the last day of the month. I'm 7 sales short of ED. She's like, she couldn't even be in the room. I'm telling you guys, that is the hardest thing in the world, to try to round up 7 sales and it's 11 o'clock and you got to be in the car to get to Ada. I drive to Ada to turn them in. It's 3 hours away. And to call people up and say, you remember when you said that someday you might buy a membership? That day has come, right? Right? I've never We qualified for executive director 9 months after we started, and we've never fallen out. Achieved level platinum two, executive director, become millionaires with the company, had a lot of success and a lot of recognition, which is great. I don't seek for that. It comes as a consequence of your, you know, the success of your team. And all that's great. But look at that. 5.5 months, I didn't have to worry about anything other than getting well. And what would happen to you? I mean, we don't know what the future holds for any of us. I mean, layoffs and downsizing and illness, and divorce. I mean, there's just all kinds of things that could go wrong. And this business can help you. It can get you through that time. But you got to pay the price now. You know, when they say make hay while the sun shines. You know, business times are good right now for you. You're in a great business. You got good health. You know, you can be enthusiastic and do the routines and do what they say to be successful. Because the day will come, and it may be just old age. It may be illness. It may be boredom. Right? You just can't do it anymore. You need to sit down for a while. Your business will continue to grow. So hopefully these things, and I know I didn't give you a lot of how-tos. I mean, that three-way call, hopefully that you practice on that and get better on those. But hopefully you understand the gist of my training or what I'm trying to get you guys to understand. This is bigger than just the little thing that you're doing on the side. If you do this right and you treat this as what it is a personal development program that has a compensation plan attached to it. Okay? You're going to grow so much in all the ways that you want. Now, here's the warning. You have to do it right. You have to be honorable and integral and treat people like you want to be treated and do it right every time. Your team will do about 50% of what you do right and 100% of what you do wrong. And I know that's not fair. Prove me wrong. Right? They see you slip once, they're done. And you've got to just be right all the time. And don't take advantage of people. I know we get in desperate situations. Always do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Okay? Because when it's all said and done, the reward is you. The reward is who you've become. So be careful. And enjoy this time. Enjoy this opportunity. Enjoy the challenges of this. And realize what it is. This is like the fight of your life that you can't get hurt. You think you could be killed. You can't get hurt. And in the end, you'll win. It's assured. I remember coming home from Dallas. I was driving an 83 Toyota Corolla with a hole in the radiator, no air conditioning in Texas. And it wobbled. And it couldn't keep it in the lane. My brother Chris called it the hovercraft. Didn't have any suspension. I needed three lanes. The radio, Chris and I joined Prepaid Legal, and you're supposed to listen to training tapes and stuff, right? So I didn't have a radio, so I went to Walmart, and I bought a radio. It was like $20, right? It's a good one. And I tried to put it in the dash, and it didn't fit. So my brother Chris, who's a mechanical genius, said, I know what we can do. Let's get some spray foam, that stuff that comes out of the can, right? And we go, and I don't know if you know, but that stuff keeps growing for like a long time. And it squirted out of the dash, and it was like all around the radio. It's like covering the buttons and wrapping over, and we're trying to cut it off. And it was a nightmare. And it squeezed the radio so that the tapes wouldn't play in the right speed. So I'd talk real fast, and it'd slow down. And it'd talk real. So whenever I heard Dave Savolta for the first time, I'm like, he doesn't sound anything like he does on those tapes, you know? And I was driving home from Dallas late at night, you know, and you're so... Guys of first years, you're so scared. I mean, you put on a brave face when you're at a meeting, but you're freaking out. This does not feel like it's working. And I'm driving along, and a song comes on the radio. It's Garth Brooks, and he's my guy. I love Garth. And he sings a song, and I got a wave of confirmation that said, you know, I'm a huge when I start crying. We're all a bunch of ball babies. That said, your success is assured. Go for it. And I knew that I couldn't lose. And when you know that, you go about things differently. You take opportunities completely differently because you're like, it doesn't matter how this thing comes out. I'm winning in the end. I don't care, right? They'll just take it as they come. Lay it on me. Bring it on. You know, tell me no. I don't care. You know, quit on me. I'll get somebody else, right? I'm going to give you that same thing. I mean, I can't sing like Garth Brooks, but I'm going to tell you this. Your success is assured. It is. You cannot lose this thing if you'll just do those basic things daily. It is guaranteed. You will suffer failure, defeat, and disappointment. It doesn't matter because your success is assured. It's going to happen. It's going to happen for everybody in this room unless you quit. Unless you don't want it, and that's fine. But for those of you that want it, that need to make this work, that you don't have any more option, this is it. You found it. This will work. At some point, it will work for you. Sometimes later, sometimes sooner. When it happens for you, it's perfect for you. And the reason why is because success found you. In the middle of your desperation and all this perspiration, success will find you. And people will call you lucky, and you'll smile. And say, yep, I'm lucky. What I say now is I'm blessed. And I truly believe that. And I want to thank you guys for being here today. What an awesome day we had. You guys are awesome. And thank you very much for your attention and your energy and your hospitality. I'm thrilled to be here. And I wish you guys more success than you can imagine for yourself. You guys aren't dreaming big enough. You can have anything you want. Finally, you're in the right place at the right time. Thanks.
Alrighty. Amazing. And that's why you never miss an event. I mean, you just don't know when, you know, another puzzle piece that you're missing in your full picture of what you need is out there. And every guest brings something new. And I know that there's people in this room that picked up the vision today that they needed to stay in the game to eventually get to where they're going to get to because of this band. And of all the people in the entire company, this man is probably more real, down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth person than almost any other millionaire that you can find in the company. A lot of them might be very charismatic, very good entertainers and stuff like that, where you know, if they weren't in prepaid, they could be headlining on Las Vegas Boulevard somewhere. I don't know what act Mr. Hughes would be doing on Las Vegas Boulevard, but he's just
a low-paid one. I'd be working the bathroom at the Riviera. You know? Come on, sing along.
But just down to earth, and we'd love, you know, the invitation for him to come back here because, you know, we're not just blood-related family. We're all prepaid legal family here. The invitation for him and Cindy and the kids to come back is always open. We'd love to have him back as many times as we possibly can. We have a gift for you, a coffee table book.
Wow.
Of all the different places in Utah that we want you to see. And many of the people have had a chance to put some thoughts in the inside covers of it. And there's a ton of people who haven't that wanted to. That book will remain right up here for a half hour or so afterwards while people are taking pictures and shaking hands and stuff like that. If you want to put some comments to Jeff and Cindy that he can take home to his wife that they will have immortalized on their coffee table, please come share your thoughts with him today. So we're going to reward him with that right now.
Wow. Thank you.
All right. Give him a hand. Thank you. All right, you guys want to know who's coming next month?
Yes.
We're going to do something else, too. We're going to pick one more name. Must be present. We're going to give away a $100 bill to somebody else here.
I was kind of hoping for a Snuggie.
So, no, and I'm going to put the caveat in there. UDs cannot win this if we draw their name. Clancy Talbot. Right here.
Let me see how that works. Do you have their names on there? All right, you guys are geniuses. I'm stealing that, taking that home. That's a good idea. Snuggies for everyone.
Clancy hasn't missed an event, and you know, you just increase the odds that your good things are going to happen to you as you do the right behavior and you show up at the events every single month. And with that said, you guys, next month we have a young man in his 20s making over $200,000 a year with Prepaid Legal, Mr. Hunter Gray out of California. And now we're going to start a new bag. Again, tickets for that event are going to be available at the back table. When you leave here today, you can grab those. Only people that buy them here at this event get their name in the bag. I know some people say, well, I'll just get one next month when I show up. Okay, that's fine. It's just you eliminate yourself from ever winning anything in the bag if you buy it at the door when you walk up next month. So if you leave here today, you're going to the same event. It's just I don't know what we're going to give away next year, but we're going to give away something nice. We always, always do, and I want you to win those things. So make sure that you increase your odds of doing it. For those of you that want a really great deal, if you buy 5 tickets today, you'll get it for the price of 4, and you'll get your name on all 5 tickets that go in here. If your team members, if you get them to them or give them or sell them to people on your team, or you go recruit 4 people in the next month and have a ticket for them to get an event, congratulations. But you've got 5 tickets in here for the next grand prize that we're going to give away. So if you want to increase your odds on that, absolutely make sure you grab your 5 today. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all coming out today. We'll see y'all at the events this week.